It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up at Central Time, Milwaukee County hopes to eradicate chronic homelessness in the next 3 years with unique city-county collaboration. We'll talk to the head of that program.
First, Wisconsin's Supreme Court ruled today to shut down the state's John Doe investigation into allegations of illegal coordination between Governor Walker's recall campaign and outside interest group like the Wisconsin Club for Growth. Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm had opened the secret investigation in 2012.
The decision was 4-2, with a majority arguing that the state's prohibition on coordination for a, quote, political purpose, unquote, is overly broad and unconstitutional. In delivering that decision, the court struck down that part of state campaign finance law. Here with us now to unpack this ruling is Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol reporter. Sean, good to have you back.
Hey, Rob.
So this ruling, justices were very clear on this point, shuts down the John Doe investigation. What was their argument for doing that?
Yeah, in fact, they used the words, to be clear, this conclusion ends the John Doe. The investigation is closed. And they basically said, as you mentioned in your introduction there, that the state law prohibiting coordination for a political purpose, that it is coordination between a campaign and an interest group, is too vague, and so they said it's unconstitutional. So the court said, thankfully, we have what it called a saving construction, and that is that you know, when you're an interest group, you just can't say vote for or vote against, and if you, as long as you abide by those rules, express advocacy rules, then you are basically free to do what you want. So then the court said, now that we know what the law is, it does not prohibit the kind of alleged conduct the Club for Growth or the Walker campaign was being investigated for as part of this John Doe. So then the court said, essentially, the special prosecutor in this Doe has no case, and the John Doe is closed.
So with a looser interpretation of that particular campaign coordination law, as advocated for by the dissent in this, looking at the behavior of the campaign and these outside groups, somebody might have said, yeah, this violated it. But under this stricter construction, as the majority said, it didn't violate the way they read that law.
Yeah, some of the the evidence that was unearthed this is a John Doe proceeding. So it's basically supposed to be secret. But we knew about a lot of it in part because the case was appealed through so many channels of the court system, the federal court and the state court. At one point, some of the documents that were supposed to be sealed were unveiled, and the prosecutor in this case had information that the Walker campaign was referring to the Club for Growth as your 501c4, basically encouraging people to donate money to groups like that because they can accept unlimited donations and keep those donations secret. So that's the type of behavior that investigators were saying and prosecutors were saying ran afoul of state law. What the court said today was that that state law is too broad, too vague, it's unconstitutional, and therefore that behavior does not violate the law.
In that ruling, did the Supreme Court, in effect, change a part of campaign finance law then in Wisconsin?
My understanding is that they did, that they changed an interpretation of campaign finance law that had been followed basically since 1976 and that had been upheld by a court ruling in Wisconsin in 1999. That's what the Government Accountability Board said. Francis Schmitz, who was the special prosecutor in this case, issued a statement. He said the decision represents a loss for the citizens of Wisconsin. He said it defies common sense that a Wisconsin resident of average means who gives $25 to a campaign has his or her name publicly reported under the law. But according to this decision, someone who gives, for example, $100,000 to a group which closely coordinates with the same campaign can remain anonymous.
And then the other side, the groups in particular that were part of this story said, this is political speech. This is free speech, donating, having these conversations, and we need to be very careful about anything that restricts that kind of speech. Is that the core of their side of the argument?
Their argument is that this decision, in the words of Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel, quote, protects free speech for all Wisconsinites. So that was something that they said from the beginning of this case. whether it was at the federal court where they filed a lawsuit against the prosecutors in this case, alleging that they violated their constitutional rights, or in the state court system. It was always some variation of this is a First Amendment issue. But what we have here now is it is a change. I mean, the Supreme Court has changed how we're going to look at these issue advocacy groups, and they would have a lot more leeway now to coordinate with candidates and with campaigns than they've had before.
Talking to WPR state government reporter Sean Johnson about this morning's ruling from the state Supreme Court ending the John Doe investigation and Governor Walker's recall election campaign and outside groups involved with that. So, Sean, is this done now? This is it for state courts. Is there any thought that the prosecutors might try to take this on a federal court path now?
I guess they could. It seems unlikely. They could, for example, one of the grounds on which they could appeal is that prosecutors asked two of the justices on the court to recuse themselves from this case. And some documents that were made public for the first time back in May, Special Prosecutor Schmitz said that this case presented serious ethical issues because several of the people and groups being investigated also had significant involvement in the election of particular justices to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Said that recusal of two of the justices was clearly warranted. Those justices didn't even address that request in their decision here. So that's something that they could, that Prosecutor Schmitz could potentially appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, the highest court in the land. You know, the chances of that succeeding or even happening, I don't know. It seems unlikely. This was a state court issue, an issue involving a state law. It was decided in the state Supreme Court. That might be where it ends.
This was a 4-2 decision. There are seven justices. Complicated math tells me that one justice must have not voted here. It wasn't one of the ones that that the prosecutor had asked to recuse themselves.
We don't know specifically who the prosecutors asked to recuse themselves, but we know basically it was not Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, who was the justice who did recuse herself in the case. She stepped down or stepped aside in this case because of one of the attorneys working on the case, I believe is her son, if I remember that right. It was a personal relationship that she had that kept her from working on this case. So she stepped down on that basis. You didn't have any justices step down, though, in this case because they received significant financial help from the groups that were being investigated.
And finally, this happens, of course, the same week that Governor Walker officially kicked off his campaign for president. Is there a thought that the governor might say, here's another challenge from my opponents that I've overcome? Or is this just, okay, that chapter's over, they're looking forward now?
I think that's basically what he said in New Hampshire today, where he's campaigning, is that this is another time that the left tried to get me, and they failed. This is, people haven't been talking about the John Doe 2 a whole lot since it's been on hold in state court for some time. I mean, this challenge has been going on for a while now. So, that the investigation is closed now doesn't change a whole lot immediately. We do have all these documents that were released, whether they were supposed to be or not, that give some insight into the way the Walker campaign worked and the way it coordinated with groups and businesses. And we also have John Doe 1, which is part of the governor's record, where there were arrests of, you had six either former Walker aides or associates who were charged in that case. And so, I mean, that's a part of the governor's history. It's a part of his record. It's not one that has hurt him politically in Wisconsin, but he's obviously on a bigger stage now.
Sean, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
We've been talking to WPR State Capitol reporter Sean Johnson about the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling today to shut down the John Doe investigation into alleged illegal coordination between Governor Walker's recall election campaign and outside political groups.